"We made it," declared the pilgrims in 1620 as the long-awaited New World came into view. "We made it," yelled colonists in 1776 when the Declaration was signed. "We made it," cried newly freed slaves in 1863. We may think we've made it where America stands today, but the fact is our country and its democracy still have struggles to overcome, battles to be fought, and scars to be healed. As a united nation, we may never truly make it, but assessing our current democracy, what threats could harm it hereafter, and the preparations needed to overcome, then can we start to answer the question, where do we go from here? America is known to be the land of liberty and justice, a nation where men and women are equal, all races coincide in harmony, and dreams are made reality. This land of the free and home of the brave is something our founding fathers would have never imagined. But is it the flourishing democracy they intended? Are we as a country united in establishing justice, ensuring domestic tranquility, providing for the common defense, promoting the general welfare, and securing the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity? America is not perfect, nor will it be anytime soon, but what makes the American dream so great is the change it calls for. It's not about becoming perfect, but thenceforth, striving for growth. We've been fortunate enough to witness significant growth in just the last century alone. It was only 57 years ago when the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was enacted, which prohibits discrimination in any way against sex, race, color, religion, or national origin. Since then, we the people have aimed to make it a priority to change viewpoints regarding discrimination and have started to create a rising generation motivated to ending segregation. It should now be common knowledge to the average citizen that all men and women are truly created equal. However, discrimination still manages to linger in forms because of common human stubbornness. As Martin Luther King Jr. stated in his famous "I Have a Dream" speech, "There is no time to engage in the luxury cooling off or take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy." If King could see the world we live in today, would he advise us to engage in the luxury cooling of a job well done? On the contrary, he would advocate us to move forward in the work of civility, to not rest until segregation and discrimination is only a word we read of in textbooks and not witness in our own communities. In coming days, threats will be thrown at the strength of democracy that will be essential for us to defend. It's impossible to know exactly what lies ahead, so how will we prepare? The answer, education. Education is the tool that will be able to preserve unity in America. Without intelligent citizens, the opportunity for corrupt and tyrannical governments to occur increases, as we've seen many times throughout history. Crafting a well-designed education system for our future children may be their only hope in preserving individual rights. Our second president, John Adams, expresses his thoughts on education, stating, "Liberty cannot be preserved without a general knowledge among the people who have a right and a desire to know." The desire to know that Adams presents is the most important part of educating. Having America's new generation be passionate and motivated to preserving democracy will be key to defending the nation. As we grow further away from the monumental signing of the original Constitution, the more obsolete the contents of the document appear. But diving into the past and reinstating the sole foundation this nation was built upon will be most beneficial moving forward. We must remain unsatisfied with our efforts only until unity is fully secured. As we continue to move forward unwavering to secure the blessings of liberty, maybe one day our children will witness the results of our effort and feel confident enough to exclaim, "We made it."